This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad to be here, my friends. I love this. Absolutely love it. I really do. It is so darn fun. Still getting different people that are texting and emailing and calling about, I was in an airport and I look up and your mug is on the, what the heck is it? You know, so a fair amount of, I don't know what that's called, grief, retention, whatever, from being in the White House, the press briefing yesterday. And, you know, it was fine. It was, you know, whatever. I don't want to say it was no big deal, because obviously if you're part of the White House,
it's a huge deal.
Press corps, and you're answering a question, you're on national television, you're trying to make the case for North Dakota, it's a big deal. But I don't want to say it's a big deal for, like, I somehow, you know, oh, now I'm important because I've asked a question in the White House. I don't think that at all. I love this. I love when the music comes on and the mic goes on and I get a chance to talk with you and look over here and say, who's waiting to chat? Who wants to talk to me? That's what I love, because then that other stuff is sort of like gravy, you know? Little cherry on top. So thank you for being there, listening wherever you are. I happen today to be at the studios of AM 1100 The Flag on South University Drive in Fargo, WZFG, our flagship on the east. And that, of course, Todd is sitting at the mothership, the 50,000 or the 5,000 watt legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire.
So you're at the fathership and I'm at the mothership.
I guess, yeah, father and mother. It takes a mom and dad to make things go, right?
Right? Exactly. Yeah. It takes two parents.
Pretty.
It takes a village. Oh! Ooh, that sounded terrible, didn't it?
And anyway, thank you. We appreciate you very much. We really do. And we're here for you. Please understand that. This program exists for you, getting answers for you, getting the people on the show that you want to get on, getting the information answered, and I need to call a meeting with everybody on the What's on Your Mind crew for after the program today, because I just received a text, said, good morning, Scott. We're currently in our motorhome in East Grand Forks, where we received a nice amount of rain during the night. We are listening to your show now and heard you say that Minot, where we live, received a nice rainfall last night. So I texted a friend and asked how much rain Minot received last night. Her answer was none. Fake news? Fake news? Thankfully, she put LOL. Todd, we need to fire those people that told us there was all that. I don't know. I mean, you know, the meteorologists always say that. You know, yes, you know, half a mile away could get six inches. You could get nothing. I mean, it does happen. But this 24-hour AccuWeather map I'm looking at shows a good chunk of rain. I mean, in the inch to there's some pockets of 3 inch in a circle all around Minot. Now, again, I'm all around. I'm talking about a couple of county areas, especially to the north, to the south a little less so. But the Minot patch is definitely in the 2 inch range. So. But
people
again,
have to remember that just because you got absolutely nothing doesn't mean 5 miles away didn't get hammered. I mean, that
fake
can happen.
We're going to call that fake weather is what we're going to call that. And, fake weather. And hashtag fake weather starts here now. Yep, exactly right. But to settle this, wherever you are listening in the great state of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, wherever you're listening on any of our stations, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO, KLTC, wherever. How much rain did you get last night? How much rain in that little system that rolled through? Let us know.
Did you see the one text with 3 inches of dust and only a half an inch of rain in the last 30 days?
I did not.
Yeah.
But,
one of the first ones.
If you send me how much rain you got last night, you take the time to find out how much rain you had or check out the rain gauge, text it to Todd or I. We'll draw for a MyPillow winner before we're done, before the end of the day. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us in the next segment and then be here for a good chunk of the program. He is in some markups, we understand, today. That is a little term they use in Washington, D.C. for down to the nitty-gritty on bills.
And actually, Congressman Cramer is on right now.
He's on now? Okay, they told me he was going to call next segment. Oh, he's on already. Can't wait to go. Fresh back from Norway. Hope we can understand him with that Norwegian accent, Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I was planning on the second segment, and I just got a little bit little break here in the momentum, so I thought I'd slip out and call right away, because one of the things that we've been through this before, as you know, but when we're in committee and having what's called a markup, that is approving bills out of committee, so, you know, there's oftentimes a lot of amendments, and those amendments sometimes are controversial, and then you have roll call votes, and you're called in and minutes notice, and that's appropriate, of course. And so, anyway, we're in one of those right now, so that's why it's a little bit uncertain. But yes, fresh back from Norway, and wow, what a trip! What a trip!
Well, I want to hear about it. We have a lot of pent up demand because you were off the talk radio town hall last week, so the calls started coming in yesterday already. And if you have others, we'll get those in between what's happening in the committee today. So just call in 800-228-0550. Text in your rainfall amounts. And I got another texter on the fake weather front here who said you might want to double check. No rain up north last night. So I don't know what the AccuWeather map is, but it's fired right now. We decided that our listeners are far better weather forecasters anyway and reporters. So it's kind of fun to hear directly from them. So the text numbers for questions for Kevin or the weather report, 367-2054, 367-2054, or 226-8503. Here is a question that we got last. This is actually a montage of two questions on a suggestion for health care reform. Listen.
The last several years, the Republicans have been saying, you know, give us the House, we'll shut it, we'll shut Obamacare down. Then they wanted the Senate, gave them that. They said, you know, give us the White House, and we'll repeal it. Well, it wasn't until after the election, you know, and the Democrats kept saying, no, you won't. After the last election, when the Democrats lost, and before the new Congress was seated, that's when basically the Democrats, you know, saw, hey, they really can't do this now. And that's when Chuck Schumer's idea to throw the word replace onto it. They said, okay, well, if you're going to repeal it, because they knew that the Republicans now could, they said, well, you're going to have to replace it with something else. And he's dead on. It takes, you know, 51 votes to repeal it, but it's going to take 60 votes to replace it. And that was just, you know, the Democrats' very cunning way of getting their hands, you know, back on the controls. They added the replace in there, and that way it would take 60 votes to, you know, to get. When you tie replacing it into the repeal portion, then it takes 60 votes, and the Democrats now have control again. And that's it's really as simple as that.
All right, there's one. There's another one here, but I'll let you answer that one first.
Well, that's not entirely true. Our bill that we passed in the House, the American Health Care Act, actually does repeal and replace. As long as the budget reconciliation instructions are clear and they only deal with revenue and spending, you can pass policy legislation that deals with revenue and spending, and our replacement actually does do that. The issue, he is partially right on the political issue of repeal and replace. Repeal is an easy vote, replace is a tougher vote, but that was, as much as anything, that was Donald Trump that wanted, he wanted to simultaneously repeal and replace it. He made that pledge during the campaign. And so we've really sort of honored that as much as anything. He is right that makes it much more complex. The issue much more complex when you deal with a replacement for that individual market that was being, you know, supposedly being serviced by the Obamacare exchanges, which just, of course, blew up the costs and eliminated or diminished choice and, is imploding as we speak. But, some of the politics aren't exactly accurate. We can still do it with 51 votes in the Senate, and I expect we will. Some senators are saying no, but I think Senator McConnell, the majority leader, is asking for a vote by the end of June, the latest I heard. on a bill that would repeal and replace, and that could be done with 51 votes as long as they abide by the Senate rules and the budget reconciliation rules.
And Dan and Grand Forks made the same similar argument here.
I'd love you to corner Congressman Kramer and just ask, why does it have to be replaced? Why can't they just repeal it like they've already done seven times when it was politically expedient?
All right, and you pretty much answered that, but I just want to add to that, you know, it would also be politically more treacherous, would it not, to just repeal and then you'd have the swamp screaming that, oh, you know, all these people are going to be without, and I mean... So
it's not just the swamp. It's a lot of folks back home, too. And so, yes, the people that got, you know, that were brought into the expansion of Medicaid, those that were able to buy on the exchange with subsidies, you know, they could lose their coverage, would likely lose their coverage without any other safety net to capture them. So, yeah, politically, it is more palatable, obviously, to replace as well, which is, I think, what the president, you know, going crisscrossing the country was hearing, repeal, but we also need a replacement.
We got to put something else there.
At least a transition.
More coming up with Congressman Kevin Kramer and your calls. So, waiting Nick in Billings County, Jim in Bismarck, Dustin and Driscoll are up in queue for the question next. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In part by Delta Constructors, online at deltaconstructors.net. The one call does it all, call of the day from our friends at Delta Constructors, the global solutions for the oil and gas industry. So, Foreman, if you're out there working hard at it in the oil industry and you're looking for turnkey solutions, turnkey at the well site. Flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, even E&I services. They do it all. The one call you need to make and make it first is to Eric at 406-250-8151. And they always help us celebrate a caller of the day. Yesterday, that was Fred talking about a little something that's on everyone's mind. How things are going in Wing. Fred's on the line. Oh. How's the weather?
The farmers out here are united in one thing right now. You know what that is. That we need rain. The ranchers, it's already taken its toll. Last year it took its toll on a few of us. Some of us lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because of no rain last year. And if we can unite as a people and say, like, let's use this rain as an example for what you're talking about with Mr. Trump. If the farmers out here and all the ranchers can unite and humble themselves and pray, God said that he will heal our land. And right now, rain will heal our land.
Well, I think, as I said yesterday, that's a pretty darn good advice, given some things are pretty dry. Despite my, some examples of how that report that I gave you about the weather was not so good. Sisseton in South Dakota, 7 drops last night. No precip in the last 24 hours in Martin, North Dakota. What did somebody else say? Hey, Scott, I got 7 drops. Counted 7 drops on my windshield. Driving Highway 36 between Wilton.
That sounds like distracted driving, doesn't it?
And Reagan, about 5:20 yesterday afternoon. But then listen to this. Lansford, North Dakota, Greg Morlock Farms, 1.75 inches. So, we love getting the reports. Keep them coming here for us. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And I'm sure you know, it's starting to get pretty serious, where folks are talking drought a lot earlier than in the year than we usually are. Is it concerning you, Congressman Cramer?
Oh, very much so, Scott. And you know, when I got home, in fact, from Norway, you were already reading about some of the issues, of course, keeping up with the news. But when I got home and into Bismarck yesterday, the day before, right away I commented on how stressed everything is. You can just see that stress that comes from the early stages of drought. You see it in your lawns. You see it in, you know, the field as you're landing. So we've already begun the process of boning up on all kinds of things related to, specifically, especially related to livestock and haying, because of course you can't feed the livestock hay that doesn't grow. And we've got these CRP acres many of our farmers have. And so we're doing our research and preparing for all that, trying to better understand the various levels of drought and the kind of triggers that kick in depending on where, you know, how severe it is. And the problem is, the biggest problem with some of those bureaucratic rules is that the lag makes it difficult. In fact, the caller, I appreciated listening to that call because he makes an important point. You know, you see this coming and you know as a farmer when it's coming, when it's happening, but sometimes the lag in bureaucracy makes it difficult, if not impossible, to be as helpful as you can be if you're prepared. And so we're boning up on it all and preparing to take some proactive measures, hopefully, if necessary, for our ranchers.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, you mentioned the hay thing. I've heard from a few folks, hay crops pretty much are gone. Forget it. It's gone. So it's definitely going to be a pain point here. Nick in Billings County for Congressman Cramer. Go. You're next.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Go ahead. We can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Yeah, well, we're drawing a hair, too, you know, in Billings County. But I want to bring get your opinion on this health insurance deal. What would happen if everybody had $1 million of life insurance and your health care would take the first out of the pool? And then if there's any left, the family would get it. Would that bring any consolation to it?
Yeah,
everybody had
$1 million
of life insurance.
Yeah.
And they had a pool in there that they could get their health care taken out of the first batch. Out of health care would take the first batch of $1 million, you know.
Yeah, and you'd have an incentive to stay healthy. Your family would certainly have an incentive to keep you healthy. You know, I've never thought of that. I've never heard that idea. But I certainly will ponder it. I don't have an immediate opinion about it. I can see some challenges that we, you know, the health
health insurance system ought to work, and it ought to work better for people. But right now we're in such a spiral that trying to stop the bleeding and rebuild our individual market is what's so devastating right now. We have to rebuild that individual market because we're losing it fast. We're down to one insurer in Iowa, and they're pulling out of 94 of the 99 counties. So that's getting pretty close to home.
Well, you might need to take Nick to Washington and testify before Congress or something. Or the Nick
plan. Well, at least the Nick plan. I have to buy some people. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nick. Appreciate that very much. Sounds like you're on a party line there. I know. I remember fondly those party lines.
Old-fashioned line. I love it.
The good old days. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that.
Those were the days when my grandparents used to speak Norwegian up in Minnewaukan when they'd be on the party line and they didn't want us. Anyone else to understand what you're talking about?
Exactly. Jim and Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
I guess part of my question is, as part of the health care bill, why don't we just require hospitals and clinics to post pricing?
Yeah.
And allow people to shop, and allow people to say, okay, a lab work is $75 an hour, and this test is, like a mechanic shop does,
sure.
And allow people to shop a little bit. And the second part, and then I'll hang up, is just, I would just ask you, the part, I guess, that with most people I talk to is, you just named it, the bureaucracy and the fact that everything seems to be going slow, and that the people that voted for Trump and I would thank you for being an early supporter, they are worried that if we don't get it done in the next 2 years, it won't get done. And it seems that sometimes the Republican leadership are the people standing in the way.
Yeah. Well, I think you make a lot of valid points. And start with your issue of price, transparency. One of the problems, of course, we have in any situation where there's a third-party payer and you don't have transparency, you as the customer, in this case the patient, sometimes we don't worry about price because somebody else is going to pay it. Our insurance company is going to pay it, or the government's going to pay my tuition, or whatever it might be. And then this is why you have a different consumer price index for medicine than you do, or for healthcare than you do for other things. Same is true of education. You have a much higher inflation rate on education because somebody else pays for it so many times, or you get student loans, or whatever the case might be. Well, this issue of why we don't deal with transparency and pricing is a little bit separate from the American Health Care Act, because we're dealing with budget reconciliation. The rules of the Senate that can get 51 votes require you to only deal with a very narrow set of issues.
Well, right, but this is like a three-stage process, what I understand.
Hold tight there, gentlemen, if you would. Jim Bismarck, right, Congressman Cramer, more after this break. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. More of your calls, and we have a full bank of calls. I was just telling Congressman Cramer off the air that, you know, it's like this every week. The calls are full, the emails come pouring in, and we inevitably don't have a chance to get to them. So we just try and go as quick as we can to get to all of you. We're back at it in a moment. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC. They have a Valley City store that's just beautiful. And Wednesday Wheels is your chance to hear about one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. Bismarck Valley City Stores, they bring in a lot of great vehicles, and this one is a doozy. 2012 Chrysler 200 convertible. Exactly. Only 50,000 miles. It's on the lot right now. Listen to this. 50,000 miles, convertible, Chrysler 200, 2012, $11,995. But if you tell them Scott Hannon sent you today and today only, you get it for $10,847. So more than $1,000 off. Beautiful maroon color with a black top, perfect for weekend cruising or driving around town. Hop online, check it out right now, PucklettsValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. It means you save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. You know the story behind the vehicle. Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, or online, Pucklett.com, PucklettsValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Congressman Kevin Cramer, back to the calls in a moment, but I know you have more to say to Jim and Bismarck related to his phase three call.
Yeah, Jim makes perfect sense. So phase three is are the other policy issues. We've actually passed a couple of them, Jim. One of them is in the House, we passed with over 400 votes a bill that removes the antitrust exemptions that the insurance companies have been enjoying for several years. And so we passed that, sent it over to the Senate. Another bill we passed in the House for phase three is the allowing associations to form their own group so that small businesses, broadcasters, for example, or, you know, farm groups can form their own associations, and then they can purchase insurance much like a large employer would. That's forbidden under Obamacare, as hard as it is to believe. We also allow it to be those groups to form across state lines. That gets a little more controversial. But we did pass it, bipartisan vote in the House. That's over in the Senate. Jim's idea of price transparency would be part of that phase three. Now, the reason I gave this, talked about the price index and the inflation, what third parties paying, is because the best way to make price transparency bring down price, of course, is when people start spending their own money. So we also allow the expansion of health savings accounts as an example. So people can buy catastrophic lower cost, policies, but then use health savings accounts to pay for their co-pays or their premiums maybe even, but
then they're going to shop. Then they're going to shop, and they're going to seek lower price, and that'll help bring price down where you have competition. Now, we don't have competition everywhere for services in a place like North Dakota either, for the health insurance, of course, and or for the health care services. So that's that along with tort reform, you know, liability reform. There are many things we can be doing that will we've already begun, but are all part of that phase three that Jim talks about that would require 60 Senate votes.
But a very insightful question. Obviously,
yeah, very good.
Tapped into what exactly is going on in this whole debate. So appreciate that very much. Yes. Dustin Driscoll for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you're next. Dustin, are you there? I don't hear Dustin. I'll go to Diane and Dickinson. Hello, Diane. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow through with that. Can you guys hear me? I'm using a flip phone. Can you hear me? Yes.
Sure. Yep, yeah, we got you.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Just an example. A couple years ago, I have a could use the surgery, but I can live with it. I'm living in Dickinson. I called St. A's. Their doctor that does it, their surgeon plus their anesthesiologist. How much is the surgery with the anesthesiologist? $1,666. It's like, wow, I could afford that. And then St. Ace, what's your operating room? $13,000. Can't afford that. I work in Bowman and in the nursing home there. In the medical facility, a colleague had to have low back surgery. She didn't know what was going on. Anyway, the surgeon and the nurse down there did it. The whole entire thing in Bowman with $5,000, she did not have insurance. This was 4 years ago, and she just pays for it every month. That's how we bought our kid, too, when he was born. We just paid it off. It took about 3 years. We just paid every month. Sure. And so the transparency and shopping around, I will always shop around, always. So, you know, if I could get that doctor to have privileges at the hospital where in the medical facility where I work, I mean, I could get by with probably under $5,000. So shopping around, that's what we need to do. That's why you have to be spending your own money. You know, give it to us. What's his name? Ben Carson said, you know, fill up everybody's health savings account.
Savings account, yeah.
And then it's up to us to spend it wisely and to keep it going. You know, like put the responsibility back on us. Free market is the only way to go. Then I got to tell you one more thing real quick. So when I was on Blue Cross Blue Shield before Obamacare came in, I was paying $287.40 for, I had a $1,000 deductible. My son, who's decades younger than me, we got married late and had him late. Anyway, he's paying the same policy is paying $45. Okay. Obamacare came in. I jumped up to over 600. I don't remember what it was now, but it was over 600. It wasn't quite 650 with the $6,000 deductible. And I'm sorry. To me, that was like, I would be stupid to pay that. I wouldn't have money to go see a doctor because I'm paying all this money in for health insurance. You know, so I wouldn't have money to, it's just easier to pay a doctor myself and to take care of my own medical rather than pay, you know, about $650 every month plus deductible that's way beyond what I'll ever use. So that's what I did. And shopped around, got by cheap. My biggest medical expense is my teeth, actually. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there that the free market, I used to be.
Diane, I got it. I think Congressman Cramer does as well.
Boy,
and I appreciate you sharing a number of examples.
She said it beautifully, though, Scott. We've had dozens and dozens of these examples throughout North Dakota, especially in rural North Dakota, where we have the Obamacare, which was supposed to reduce premiums and expand choice, did the opposite in both. And it intended to, by the way. We were lied to. Let's face it. We were lied to by the president. So now we get this Obamacare that's unaffordable and eliminates choice. But Diane makes the best illustration I could imagine.
And that's why you're doing what you're doing, I guess, right? I mean, there's relief on the way once this gets done. What's the latest on the Senate? I mean, I've heard conflicting things where it's sort of going taking longer than it should, and I've heard others that said they're privately raring to go, and it's they know it's a priority. I mean, do you sense it is going to be on the calendar before deadline?
The latest I've heard is that they want to get it done this month. So that's ambitious, but. They were saying for a long time, well, we're going to start with our own bill. And maybe they will, but their own bill is going to look an awful lot like the House passed bill because it's not like there's an unlimited number of ways to do what we need to do. We got very good news from the Senate just this week, the Senate parliamentarians, and that, that everything meets muster in terms of budget reconciliation and the Senate rules, which are much more, of course, restrictive than ours. So it's a go over in the Senate with our bill. If they have an up or down vote by the end of this month, hopefully we can send something to the president before the 4th of July break. That'd be great. We'll be on our way.
All right, let's go next to Jamie in Bismarck. It's been waiting a while here. Jamie, what's on your mind? Thanks, Diane, by the way. Good call and good examples. Those examples really help, I think, inform the situation, the real-life situation. So takes brings the headlines to life, for sure. Go ahead, Jamie, you're next.
Morning.
Good morning.
When President Trump was running for office, he said that he was going to get rid of these gun-free school zones. I know the federal government kind of holds schools hostage by saying you're not getting any federal money.
Yeah.
If you keep the guns out of the schools, we'll give you the federal money. But, before one of these jihadis goes off around here again or some kid who never got hugged by mommy and daddy enough shoots up the school, is there anything he can do so we can allow at least teachers and the staff of the school to carry firearms or have armed people in there because, this is a time bomb waiting to happen again here. In my opinion, he hasn't done much for gun rights so far. I know he hasn't been in office. He's got a lot of fish to fry, but there's a lot of things he can do with executive orders. I mean, is there anything he can do on this?
Yeah, let me check on that, Jamie. I don't know the answer to that question specifically, but we'll check with the White House and with Betsy DeVos over at the Department of Education and see what, if anything, is being done or contemplated in regards to gun-free school zones.
Right, because that came into effect under George Bush, right, the Gun-Free School Act. I mean, is that something that they passed through Congress, or was that an executive order, if you know?
I don't know, Jamie. Honestly, I have to claim ignorance here. I don't know the answer to that, but we'll check on it. We'll get some reported next week.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for the call. Henry Fargo next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, okay, here's my suggestion idea is I think the federal government should come up with a good, better, best type of insurance, and they should put it out for bid to all the big insurance companies across all state lines. So anybody looking for insurance can get in the good, better, best, depends on what they want to select. And I think the way they could do it is with the federal employees. You got millions of people in the federal government that are already taking health insurance, put all theirs out to bid, and then include people with pre-existing conditions in on that. And you solve pre-existing conditions because now they're in a group, and you solve something. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to go and buy insurance, it's already been bid out to all the major insurance companies across all state lines. A good, better, best, pick what you want, and you're going to have the best price out there.
So the federal employee, which is, you're right, James, a very large market, would be sort of the anchor tenant, if you will, on this plan. And just so people understand, the pre-existing conditions issue of people that don't have worker coverage already, or employer coverage, you get down to a pretty small group. You're talking about a pretty small group of the public in North Dakota. It's about 2%, in fact. Interesting. I'd let me noodle that one around as well. The whole issue, of course, of a good pool is they have a lot of diversity in large numbers, and that that dilutes the risk for everybody. So good thinking.
Appreciate the call, Henry. Thanks a bunch. Last chance to get a question or comment in here. Calls the waiting. Some text as well I need to get to next with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind Today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota has the highest worker fatality rate in the U.S., and the NDSC is working to reverse that trend with hands-on safety training. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why they decided to build a new hands-on training facility.
It started back in July 2012, 5 years ago, really. We embarked on this process, this vision, with our board of directors and just saying, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what? If you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said we'd try to build a facility and we try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training.
The NDSC will open its new hands-on safety training campus this fall. Learn more at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer today on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you to our fine listeners for tuning in. Don't forget, we will be live Friday in Wolford, North Dakota, the Hawk Museum. Big event going to be there. They have a three-day event going on. Hope to see you there. Should be a great fun. Envision Co-op, Merchants Bank Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union Oil Company, the co-op there, North Central Grain of Bisbee and Bremer Bank of Rugby, all the sponsors for our broadcast. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days, jam-packed with all kinds of great things. I'll be there through lunch on Friday. Love to meet you. If you're up there on Friday, please come by and say hi, broadcasting live from that fine event. All right, back to the phones here with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and Dave in Williston is next up. Dave, take it away. Your question, go ahead.
Hey, Congressman. Actually talked to you a while back. I was actually calling to check with you. We talked last about the concealed weapons reciprocity for the bill that's in Congress, and last I heard it was in subcommittee, and I was wondering if you have any updates on that or where that's headed.
Yep. So I do, and yeah, I'm a co-sponsor of that bill. I talked to Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. That's the committee it is in. They expect this session of Congress to pass that bill out of committee favorably. We expect we'll bring it to the floor. I would expect we pass that bill favorably on the floor of the House. So we've had this bill before. I've co-sponsored it in the past. It's never gotten to the floor that I can recall. But this year, our immediate intel is that we would expect that to be able to come out of committee and to the floor and pass. I don't know whether that means next week or next month or even early next year, but, because there's obviously a lot going on, but it looks more favorable than it ever has, Dave.
I want to ask you.
I appreciate it, Congressman.
Anything else? Anything else, Dave?
No, that'll do it.
Oh, I didn't want to cut you short there. Last chance to get a question or comment in right now, 258-0550 or by text 367-2054. Can you give me a rain run through, Todd, with the text you've gotten to, where and how much? And I will do the same before we wrap up here with Congressman Cramer as well. There's a story today in Axios, which is like Politico, and they have a lot of sources. They're well-known reporters, but they're all anti-Trump, like most of the Washington Post, New York Times. That drives me crazy. But I want to ask you about this just to see if you're hearing any of this at all. And it was basically the premise that Donald Trump is turning on everyone, right? Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been in the news now and supposedly is in the doghouse. And if you flip back, you look and see at one point the stories are Reince Priebus was in the doghouse, then Sean Spicer rather than Steve Bannon, National Security Advisor, Don McGahn, even Jared Kushner, and they bring it back to his mood. That basically it's his mood, and they say that he has some, this is again somebody inside supposedly leaking this to Axios, saying he feels some sort of deep-seated emotional need to assert his primacy over people he has very clear primacy over. These are people you need to trust and to be loyal to you. Do you buy this? Is this like a Washington parlor game, or is this stuff going on?
Good question, Scott. And I don't buy it just because I've never witnessed it. And as I told a reporter a couple of weeks ago, they said, but the Washington Post is reporting. And I said, there are very few sources I trust less than the Washington Post. And so all these unnamed sources of his mood or, whatever the case might be, I just don't buy into it because there's such a conspiracy against him. It's unbelievable and frustrating. Now, that said, the one characteristic about Donald Trump that we all know and many of us love is that he is somewhat impulsive and that he is impatient with bureaucracy. But that said, I've been around him and I find him to be quite reasonable. He listens attentively. He's curious, very curious about things. Is he decisive? Yes, he's decisive. Is he used to being the boss? Yes, he's used to being the boss. He's a CEO, for crying out loud. So I think some of why, and this is just my theory, by the way, transparency. I think some of why he hasn't filled a lot of positions in the executive office, for example, is because he doesn't like a lot of people around him. He works with a pretty intimate group. He did in his business. I've been to his, Trump Tower office. It's a pretty small, intimate group he works with. And he probably doesn't have a full appreciation for some of the swamp that, you may hate the swamp, but it is where we work. And, there's some traditions and, some requirements of a bureaucracy that oversees 320 million people's, country. So I don't, but do I buy it? No, I don't buy it. I think it's exaggerated. This place is a total rumor mill, and the media loves to, to promote that stuff. So who knows?
Yes. I was really curious because you're there and you've probably been invited to the White House as much as anybody and everything else. We always scratch the surface here. We don't have the time. My apologies to Jim and Fargo and Terry and Bismarck. And I see Dustin and Driscoll just called back, who we tried to get on earlier. Call back next week. Join us. Call ahead of time. We'll play those first up, and same thing with your emails and your texts, because we love doing it with Congressman Cramer. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'll quickly go through some of our rainfall amounts. Devil's Lake, no rain. and asked for us to share more information on the news segment this morning regarding procurement meetings for public contracting. All right, we're good on that. Kenmare, area 50 miles northwest of Minot, zero rain. What do you got, Todd? Sisseton, seven drops. Martin, last 24 hours,
nothing. Max Douglas area, about 3 inches of dust. 1 3/4 inches in Lansford. Greg Morlock Farms.
Nothing southwest of nothing southwest of Minot. Larry from New Rockford, zero. Eureka, not a drop. So there you got it. We'll pick a winner for the MyPillow from all the rainfall amounts we get today, and we'll share them with you tomorrow on the program, okay? Thank you very much. I have a little homework assignment for you. H.A. Thompson & Sons, check out Contract Maintenance. Talk more about that tomorrow. One of our fine sponsors here. Thanks, folks.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.